More than 30,000 New Mexicans will likely pay more for health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Mexico, starting up on June 1st. A New Mexico Division of Insurance hearing officer has recommended raising monthly premiums paid by 31,000 New Mexicans by 6.9%. If Insurance Superintendent John Francini approves the increase, it would affect individuals purchasing health care policies themselves because they are not part of group plans or employer-based programs. Over the next several months, the Santa Fe County Assessor's Office will be photographing the exterior of every residence in the county. The Assessor's Office has contracted with a private company to take the digital photographs. The first phase of the project began last week. It consists of taking street view photos of each residence, along with collecting subjective data like the style and condition of the house. Deputy Assessor Gary Perez says that the project is meant to update records. A nonprofit group that helps people avoid junk mail says it has received an enthusiastic response from Santa Fe area residents. Catalog Choice is based in Berkeley, California. The group says that Santa Fe ranks second in households opting out of receiving unwanted catalogs, coupons, and credit card solicitations in their mailboxes. The City of Santa Fe, along with the Santa Fe Solid Waste Management Agency, helped draw attention to the nonprofit by announcing support for the program last July. The National Weather Service is saying mostly sunny skies today with a slight chance of rain this afternoon and a high temp near 78 degrees. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy with an overnight low near 53. I'm John Califf. You can read about these stories and more by picking up a copy of today's Santa Fe New Mexican.